big.
I had something on preview. I'm thinking like, oh, why can't I hear anything? As soon as I hit the button, it was like, bam, because I had it
okay,
the volume
so now
all the way up.
Your ears are blown.
Yeah,
you already blew out your voice.
Getting ready okay. for the show
Getting
tonight,
Getting ready for the
guys.
Show tonight, bro.
I just needed a little liquid, and thank you, Sue. She found my iced tea.
All right.
Woo! Everyone needs a little iced tea every now and then. 20th century boy, T-Rex. And, yeah, a happy birthday to Mark Bolin. And it is 91.5 WMFO in Medford, a crash course for the Ravers. We're hanging out. Jimmy James, Simon Ritt. Sue's here. She doesn't want to say anything, though, but hi, Sue. Nobody sees you. She's, like, hiding.
She thinks she's on film.
Yeah, there's
something.
No film. That was the other day. I actually got on cable television the other day.
Yeah, tell us about that. I love the promo for that.
Johnny Baroche has a cable, Cambridge cable show.
Access, yeah.
Critical depression. I guess every guest has critical depression on the show.
Yep.
But, you know, we talked about it in a lighthearted manner and... just another place to plug stuff. And
it's great, though.
Get ready to go on what? Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah. Your promo was excellent, though. You coming through a broken window with your eyes half crossed, like some of them are crossed and some of them are not crossed, like the Three Stooges
and Ad Farid. He found this picture of me.
Red room with an axe and stuff. Yeah. Clinical depression was so good.
Well, take from The Shine in there.
Yeah. It was really good.
Thank you. Well, we do have Simon Ritt with it. Were we going to play something from one of the albums first? Or
yeah, I think we were getting ready to play a single that we put out. You know, after we were the Daughters for quite a while, we sort of transmorgified into the Two Saints.
Is that word again?
Yeah.
Transmorgified.
I don't think I've used it since I was here last.
And that's a crash course thing.
That was still Joe Mazzari and I. And I think you've got a single queued up. This was put out on the Euphoria label. I should mention it was produced by our late friend, a very good friend of ours, and we miss him a lot, Howard Cook. And this is a song Joe wrote, befittingly enough, about Johnny Thunders, about his experience, our experience with Johnny. And it's called King of New York City.
All right. 91.5 MFO. Medford.
Celeste Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana. Woo, woo,
woo. 91.5 WMFO in Medford, a crash course for the Ravers show. And what did we hear? That was just Two Saints we heard before the that man Chong came in there with his advertisement. Johnny Thunders before that with a Wizard. And we heard T-Rex, 20th Century Boy, and lots of Simon playing, and Personality Crisis, and Eve of Destruction, and Chatterbox, and we still have Simon captured right here to do some more Johnny Thunders for us. What do you have?
Well, I'd like to take a second to do a song for my girlfriend, Jan Collins. Hopefully she's listening at work.
Hello, Jan.
You know Jan.
Yes.
A lot of people in town know Jan, but what they don't know is she has perhaps the singular distinction of maybe being the only person, certainly the only person I know, who sold shoes professionally at one time to both Keith Richards and Johnny Thunders.
No kidding.
When she worked at Trash and Vaudeville.
Oh, she worked at Trash and Vaudeville.
She doesn't remember what she's...
Could you get me a pair of the, I want a pair of those Johnny Thunders shoes. You know, like those green ones that are... You know?
Trash and Vaudeville is gone, I'm sorry to say.
Man.
I heard that they moved location, though.
Well, they should. They're an institution. I don't know.
I got to show you these boots in my car. It probably look similar to those Keith Richards boots. I'm wearing them tonight. See him. I see nothing.
So I don't know. She doesn't remember what she sold Keith, but she distinctly remembers selling Johnny a pair of classic Converse high tops.
Oh, sneakers?
Yeah.
I don't do sneakers. I'm either boots or sandals.
Converse low tops right here.
And Alan from Allure Salon, if you're out there, now's the time to put a cork in it. This is the time for listening.
Right.
Not
on.
Talking.
Put a clock in it. Whoever he is.
Careful.
That was then, and now it's today. Do you remember what I used to say to you? And that was the past, and that was the last. Do you remember how long the last one lasted you? Ask me no questions, and I'll tell you no lie. Ask me no questions, I'll be yours tonight. Ask me no questions, and I'll tell you no lies. Ask me no questions, I'll be yours tonight. Oh. me no questions, and I'll tell you no lies. Ask me no questions, I'll be yours tonight. Ask me no questions, and I'll tell you no lies. Ask me no questions, I'll be yours tonight. Ask me no questions.
Well, thank you again for Jan.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Oh, yeah, I don't know if I read everything before because I had to refresh the thing. But, yeah, we did hear T-Rex, 20th Century Boy, after Simon singing. And Two Saints, the King of New York City, King of NYC, about Johnny Thunders, right?
Oh, very much so. You know, Johnny's a little bit like Hank Williams. You know, Hank Williams wrote so many great songs, but for almost every song Hank wrote, someone's written a song about Hank, because the legend is as big as the body of work. And Johnny, I think, has inspired, you know, a lot of people have written songs, and that's not Joe's only song about Johnny Thunders. And you know, Johnny just inspired people to try to put down their experiences in words and music.
Right. Hey, I was thinking we might want to take a little smoke break. Maybe I'll just play a batch of Johnny, huh? And take a little break and get back to do...
Sounds good. You know, you're the DJ.
Yeah. I mean, we can listen to it out there, you know? It's not like we're slacking off. I listen to it while we're doing that. And, yeah, we'll start with a little Get Off the Phone. Something Johnny's not actually singing, but believe me, he's playing a lot of guitar on it with the Heartbreakers here. And we'll be back in a minute. Hey, do you have a request? I think Jimmy will be keeping an eye on the phone.
I can do that.
Yeah. Johnny Thunders right now. And later on, an hour from now, we have Downtown Phantom from New York City calling in. Johnny Rayo and Tommy Price.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. They played with David Johansen, Sylvain Sylvain. One of them's a Blackheart, I believe. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. That's what I heard, anyways.
Either the drummer or the bass player.
One of them. Yeah, Johnny Rayo.
He was the bass player.
And Tommy Price. I'm not sure. Yeah. They'll tell us all about it. They're Downtown Phantom. They're supposed to call in an hour. So let's just hope they do that. In the meantime, let's rock. You can call me at 855-915-9636. And even though Walter Lohr is telling me to get off the phone. No, we want you to call us. Call us. All right? It's Crash Course for the Ravers.
We'll be right back. Thank you. get close, I couldn't get near.
If I tell you too much,
baby, I'll get smeared.
Here's another one I did in Tokyo. It's called You Can't Put Your Arms Around a Memory. It doesn't pay to try. All the smart boys know why. It doesn't mean I didn't try. I just never know why. Cold and all alone. Baby, you're not at home. And when I'm home, big deal, I'm still alone. Feel so restless I am. Beat my head against the pole. Some sense down in my bone. And even though they don't show, the scars are so old. And when they go, they let you know. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. Don't try. You're just a bastard kid. You got no name. Cause you're living with me. We're one and the same. And even though they don't show, the scars are so old. And when they go, they let you know. Okay, you can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. Don't try. I don't try. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. Don't try.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WMFO in Medford. Yes, a crash course for the Ravers show. And after the last time Simon played us a song, we heard we just did a huge Johnny Thunders block, starting with Get Off the Phone from Lamph, the Lost 77 mixes. We heard Downtown, Pirate Love, Pipeline. That was live in Japan, 91. So Alone from Adwater and Stir, Chinese Rocks from Belfast. You Can't Get Your Arms Around a Memory. Bootlegging the bootleggers there, Johnny. You crazy guy. And yeah.
Like a greatest hits right there.
Most of them, yeah. That was a lot of his, what we think of his hits anyways. They should have been hits. Should have been nationwide. And we're here with Simon Ritt on 91.5. Jimmy, I mean, we were listening out having a cigarette. Did we get any phone calls, requests?
Yes, we got a phone call from a girl named Jen that claims to know Simon.
Yeah.
They all do.
Crazy fan.
Crazy fan, like completely crazed.
Yeah. Did she want to hear anything?
Yes, she did. She put in a specific request for...
This 45 I have here?
That 45 that you have right
Since
now.
Since I don't have it queued, I think Simon's just going to do it live.
Yeah, we'd be happy to do this one for Jan, the Queen of Arlington Center, the Princess of the Great North Woods. And this is another single that Two Saints had. I was telling you a little before the show, Brian, that, you know, a lot of people played with Johnny Thunders. Some of them were more accomplished than the Daughters. Some of them were a lot more famous. And certainly a lot of them were a lot more cool than we were. And the thing,
find that hard to believe.
It's rubbish.
It's hard to believe now, but back then we were just right off the farm, found ourselves, you know, in the deep end with these guys. Mm-hmm. And but the one thing that made our association with Johnny Thunders a little unique and distinct, and I'm kind of proud of it, is that we were the only people that I'm aware of that he gave unreleased originals that he had written to record. He asked us, you know, we would always end our set with Chatterbox or something like that.
Right.
And at the end of one of those nights, I remember him going, you know, you guys should do some of my unreleased songs. And I was like, man, you do not have to ask us twice.
Right.
But we had to chase him down, you know, him offering and us actually getting the songs down on tape. It took a little while. It was just part of the continuing, the never-ending adventure of being with Johnny.
Right.
But it was a real thrill. It was a real honor. And I even ask myself sometimes, all these years later, why us and why he chose the Daughters to give these songs to. And I don't have a satisfactory answer, but it's humbling and it's a bit of an honor. And I hope I do this one some justice. This is a song he wrote, and he should have recorded it. This would have been a great Johnny Thunders recording. This one's called Are You Living?
Right on. Simon Ritt.
Are you feeling small? Are you living? Don't you want more? I can't make up my mind. I ain't even gonna try. It's all so foolish. It's all in my eye. I want what she has. She has. Maybe you want me. Maybe I want you. You've got to give me more. You've got to give me more. You've got to give me more. You've got to. And blue. The only thing to heal me was a hunk of you. You knocked me off my block, 'cause you're twice my size. Put on my leather boots and meet you outside. You've got to give me more. You've got to give me more, you've got to. Give me more, you've got to. Hell, give me more. Oh, give me, give me, give me, give me.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Johnny Thunders.
Thank you, Simon Red. Beautiful. So you only have that on vinyl recorded right now, right?
Yes, that was the flip side of the King of New York City
which
single
we heard. We heard that one earlier. Yeah, great.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Must be some way we can get that. I'd love to have that in the system somehow. Must be some way to put that vinyl on CD, and then I can put it in the system somehow.
It has been done, and it's on YouTube. We were talking about the
right.
maybe the quality. Technically, there might be some issues, but I will have to look in boxes and boxes and boxes of CDs.
I'm not asking you to do that.
No, I'm flattered.
But it would definitely be on constant rotation over here.
Yeah, we would love to.
I mean, you're leaving me with these albums, and we're going to play them when we can. But,
sure.
You know.
And you know what?
There's a lot of stuff going on, you know, so.
I would just like to say kudos to MFO for having a working a turntable here
we
in the studio.
We actually have three, but these ones I don't have assigned to the board, so I don't even bother with them.
This is great. Yeah. You've got mint vinyl that's never been played before, and it's a little bit of a blast, you know. We're no kids here. We can appreciate vinyl.
Yeah, we got a lot of crappy vinyl too, but a lot of it. I don't know how this floor doesn't just boom. Fall to the ground. Like threw two floors to the ground because it's so heavy. Ugh.
I wouldn't
heavier
want
than
move
a,
it.
Heavier than like big aquariums. This vinyl.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to move it.
No. Yeah. That's why it's like I'm not. You know. Oh, you leave the door. Fire escape door wide open. It's like, what thief is going to steal all that without me noticing, you know?
It's tough to back up a U-Haul to this place.
Right. That song was awesome. Want me to play something I have here? How do you meet Joe Mazzari? We haven't talked about him enough, and he was on the show recently with 61 Ghosts.
Sure.
Great, great band.
Yeah, Joe... good friend of mine going back to when we were both fish out of water. We both, within a few months of each other, had moved to Central Florida, to the Orlando Winter Park area.
Right.
And he was 13, I was 14, and he had moved. We both come from the Northeast. He'd come from Massachusetts, and I'd come from Maryland. And we just gravitated towards each other's, as soon as we met each other. We weren't Southerners, and we weren't part of the Central Florida culture. And
right.
We were like, we just kind of found ourselves because of our parents. Like,
who else was in the band? Was it a trio?
At different times, it was a trio. In the beginning, it was a four-piece band. It started with two other guys from New Hampshire. David Ives sang, played... electric guitar, played, I think, rhythm and lead, and wrote a lot of songs, too. Dave had a real good pop sensibility, pop music, as did the bass player Bill Doherty, who still once in a while plays with Joe Mazzari. He builds up in the New Hampshire area. And it's funny, you can see by looking at the artwork on the album I gave you and any of our promo photos, but it was almost like Cheap Trick. Like, Bill and Dave from New Hampshire were the kind of the, you know, both very talented musically, and they were kind of the pop guys that were very clean cut, and they were into the Beatles and the harmonies and all the pop bands, which of course Joe and I loved, but Joe and I had hair down to here, and we were much more gritty, and we'd been growing up in the South, and Joe and I brought in, we loved, of course, all things about the New York Dolls, and we liked really crunchy music. We loved the British Invasion, and in our own kind of limited way, we really had, we liked blues, you know, going back to some of the authentic players.
I think you're into a lot of stuff. I am,
yeah.
And we play here on this show. That's why you're really a listener. Don't you listen on the FM
It's
dial?
On my preset, man.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
On. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So, you know,
so we love having you here.
Yeah.
I know you live right down the road. Just, you know, come on in and say hi anytime you want.
Yeah.
Why don't we play something to Joe's, a little 61 Ghost, huh?
I think it would be fitting.
Yes. We got a phone call. Let's take this first. MFO, you're on the air.
Yes, it's a wild moment again. I'm listening to you talking about putting vinyls on CDs.
Yes, Mary the Wild Woman.
I have a turntable that I hook up to my computer.
Yeah.
And I can play vinyls and put them on CDs.
Oh, my goodness. Are you being eaten by a dog? Should I call for help?
No.
All right.
Mailman or something.
Okay. But you have you have a converter.
Yes.
That sounds good. So we got to look into that. One of our friends must have something like that.
They should have one here at the studio.
They should.
I did one.
I think
album.
They talked about buying one forever. At one point. Yeah.
You did one album and you said what? It took forever?
It took forever.
Yeah. But if the wild woman can do it, I think we can figure it out.
I know. I'm feeling very inferior right now.
What exactly is that supposed to mean?
Nothing at all. It's just jokes.
If you can do it, we should be able to do it.
No, I know you're quite capable,
can.
Mary.
I think the turntable is only like $100 or something.
The thing that converts?
CD, you hook it up.
Yeah.
And it converts, and you still get all the crackling sounds from the vinyl. It's really cool.
Next MFO meeting, I'm going to say, we need one. Okay? Thank you very much, Mary.
And whenever anybody said Johnny Thunder's record, I thought it meant like, you know, apostrophe S. I didn't get the S.
Oh.
So I sent you the other Johnny Thunder and Ruby Winter on...
Do you know who Ruby Winter is, Simon Ritt? Yeah, that's definitely a different Johnny Thunder. That's Johnny Thunder, Thunder.
Yeah, there's no S.
Right.
But I thought Johnny Thunder, I thought of Brian, you know?
Yeah. Are we getting you into the Johnny Thunders you didn't know of?
Oh, yeah, I love them.
Thank you.
I love them.
Yeah, that's what we try and do. Spreading the word, because no one else did it enough when they were...
You should see my house is okay, I could be on hoarders, okay?
Yeah.
And I found boxes. Of 45 records. I mean, I'm talking about the OJs, the Temptations.
Good stuff.
All kinds of from the 70s, 60s.
I want you to do, Mary the Wild Woman? I want you to take all your great albums and use your converter for me and then send them all to us so we can play them. Starting now. No. No.
Well, you know what?
What?
I buy them at random. I go to yard sales for the last 30 years, okay?
Yeah.
Yard sales.
25 cents an album. Yeah.
Yeah, some 45. I mean, you know, I wasn't cheap about it.
Right.
And I just buy them because they were vinyls.
I found an
old stereo in the closet here.
Right.
It has an 8-track on it.
All right. Hey, we're going to play 61 Ghosts. These guys are starting to go, what the? But we had to take time out for you. We haven't heard from you from a while, faithful listener, Mary the Wild Woman.
I'm sorry, but you were competing with Walking Dead Marathons.
Ah.
Oh, well, God forbid.
I think that's a shot at Rosie. Rosie has to call back with a comeback.
Yeah. That's a shot at somebody. That's
all
a veiled
right.
threat.
Yeah, Rosie always has a comeback.
Hey, check out these guys. I know they're right up your alley because you like country music. These guys aren't, I wouldn't say country rock. This is on Gritty Americana.
Americana.
Yes. Check this out, all right, Marianne?
Okay, it's some old Willie Nelson's from the 60s and some Menudo.
Okay.
Menudo on NBC. Yeah, I remember Menudo. All right, we'll talk to you later. Bye, Mary. Thank you.
Bond,
oh, my goodness.
Oh, my good Lord.
One of Menudo turned into, wasn't he that?
Ricky Martin.
Right. Oh, my goodness. How off subject do we get with Mary the Wild Woman?
Wow, we can go places,
61.
Huh?
Let's listen to 61 Ghosts. I know she would love this one. This one is great. If Tears Were Dirt. What's that, Simon?
I was going to say I think 61 Ghosts are playing tomorrow at the C-Note.
That's right. I got them into the Rat Beach party. They're playing tomorrow. That's right.
Right. Do you know what time they go on?
I think about 6 o'clock, if I'm correct.
They're early. Yeah, 6. Right. Here's what you'll get, and they're awesome, because I've seen them up close a couple of times.
If tears were dirt, I need a shovel, get me out of here. I ain't gonna live with this broken heart. Hasn't been the best of years. We ain't gonna live a day apart. Day apart. Lessons learned sure can bring. flood of tear. I'm gonna sleep in this box of pine. I raised my fist, I told you I didn't mean it, dear. Just trying to make you mine. Surely went and made it clear. I'm gonna sleep in the backyard long. And the air is thick, mixing with my tears. In a few more hours, I'll be long, long gone.
WMFO in Medford. If you're a free-form loving, latte sipping, New York Times reading, Volvo driving, godless liberal defeatocrat, you might want to thank WMFO for 40 years of corrupting your soul by sending a donation to http://support.wmfo.org or mail a check made out to the trustees of Tufts College to this address. WMFO, attention, Satan, Post Office Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Of course, you might wind up in hell, but it's your choice. Going to heaven or supporting WMFO by going to http://support.wmfo. God is love.
Billy Bob Neck sounds really nice after 61 Coats. A little Americana into that guy.
Hey, yeah, man.
Ties in nicely.
Yeah, he was a DJ here. Simon was asking me if he's for real. Billy Bob Neck's for real. I don't know.
Sounds for real. Amen.
Yeah. Funny, too.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. There was some particular stuff you wanted me to play, huh? That was 61 Ghosts, by the way, before that foolishness. It was Joe Mazzari, who was with the Daughters, and Simon Ritt.
Yeah, I think we've got... excuse me. Playing with Johnny, you know, led to all kinds of cool opportunities, and one thing Joe and I got to do was play a couple gigs with Jerry Nolan. We billed ourselves as a Jerry Nolan band.
Yeah.
And it was a mixture of our own tunes and Heartbreakers and Doll songs. We did a gig in New York City, and we did one gig in here at the Rat in Boston. The first gig in New York, Walter Lure joined us for a couple songs at the end, and then when we did it in Boston, Walter played with us for the whole set, which was really cool. I'd love to get a tape of that. I'd love to get photos of that. You know, I should take this opportunity. If anybody out there from those days has, you know, old photos of any of these old Johnny Thunders shows or something.
Someone must.
We'd love to, you know, we've got a few, but we're always anxious to, we always enjoy seeing more. Yeah. But anyways, I think we've got a track queued up.
Yeah.
What I did just now for you acoustically was me playing Are You Living, the unreleased Johnny Thunders song. And what we got queued up, I think, is actually something pretty unique. This is probably the only time Jerry Nolan ever played Are You Living in public. And this is the Jerry Nolan band with myself back then on bass and Joe Mazzari, who we just heard from 61 Ghosts, playing on guitar. And this is us doing Are You Living at Gildersleeve's down in the Bowery in New York City back in 1980 something.
Right on.
Right. This is by a friend of ours.